this is getting.
I think he put it on.
Yes, go.
Okay, after the Gemara took a digression in terms of the world of Maaser Ani, we return to our subject, Hachanami Legabe Nezikin, that what we're concerned with currently is that we have psukim that appear to be dealing with the payment of Nezikin with two different standards, that we have a standard of Metav Sadehu, Metav Karmo Yishalim in the world of Shein Verego. We have a standard of Kesef Yashiv Leba'alav in the world of Bor. All of these are Nezikin, and the question is, what is the standard? Is the standard one of Edis, or is the standard one of Subin? So we took our digression to point out that Rabba, in the course of explaining a Braisa dealing with the distribution of Maaser Ani, said that whenever we deal with the world of value, we have to deal with two standards. We have to deal with the standard of Kiddahashta and the standard of Kiddalekameh. With that, we have to deal with the current, with the standard of Tishrei, where you're going to have a temporary low value of land, and we have to deal with the standard of Nisan, where we're going to have a more permanent higher value of the land. And both of these are considered to be valid halachic standards. And so according to Abaye, we can use Rabba's line of reasoning to help us deal with our psukim that appear to contradict one another. And Abaye offers the following scenario. Hachanami gabi nezikin, dina beidis. That if a person damaged, if a person's animals damaged someone else's property during Tishrei, so the halacha is that the collection dina should be metav sadehu, should be beidus at the value, at the low value of Tishrei. The e amar le ihu, if the nizak claims or offers the following request, havli benonis tvei pursa. Rather than give me Edis, I'd rather get paid in Beinonis. And Beinonis Klapi Edis is like the Subin, is like the Kesef Yashiv Leba'alav. Then, Amalei Ishaklas Kedinach, if you want to accept Edis, which is that which is coming to you, Shkol Kedahashto, we can use the lower price. Haval Elo Shak Ve'ilo, but if you don't want to take that which is coming to you Bedin, but you want rather to take Beinonis, Shkol Kiyukra Dilakame. We will use the standard, the more permanent standard of Nisan in terms of evaluating the karka. Maskif Larav Acha Bar Yaakov Imkein Horata Kochan Shal Nezikin Eitzel Beinonis Viziburis. Then in that situation, what you have done is made the Nizak's situation worse in terms of collecting from Beinonis Viziburis. And that's not proper. Drachmana Amr mi metav va'at amris mi benonis v'ziburis lo. That the Torah said that the nizok can collect from metav l'chora. Shouldn't that certainly be that he should be able to collect properly with a similar standard from benonis or ziburis? Adka. In other words, this is the entire sugya. The question is, what exactly is going on over here in this machlokas between Abaye and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov? What are they disagreeing on? What is the working assumption of the Gemara, and in what area is the disagreement? Namely, we have these two standards. We have the standard of Kedahashta, and we have the standard of Kiddalekameh, the standard of Tishrei, and the standard of Nisan. When, in other words, what Lechora appears to be the working assumption of both Abaye and Rav Achar by Yaakov. On what points do they agree? And then let's try and understand, at what point do they disagree?
The Nizak could legitimately make this request, and it would be like on the Nizak to honor.
Let's start off with Abaye. What does Abaye point out that what would be the proper standard of value if we are dealing with Metav, On what standard would the Meitav be paid?
Kedahashta.
And what is the and how do we view Meitav in the eye through the eyes of Abayi? Ishaklis. What's the next word? Ishaklis kedinach shkol kedahashta. Namely, that when we have a gvia which is working within the world of dinei, that which halachically is coming to you, then we use the standard of kedahashta. But if you want to take money, if you want to accept land, shelo kedinei, and in other words, you want me to do you a favor and give you a form of land which is not coming to you, then kedalekame. Yitachen, that Rav Acha Bar Yaakov would agree with that. We don't find anywhere where he says where he disagrees with that assumption. But on what nekuda would there then be a machlokes? Namely, that everyone would agree that if you are getting kedinei, we go kedahashta. If you're getting shelo kedinei, we go kedilakamei. But we have a machlokes when we want to collect ziburis or benonis instead of edis. Do we use the standard of kedahashta, or do we use the standard of kedilakamei? Namely, what could over here be the machlokes? Is this gevia? Is this right? Is this collection from Benonis Viziburis considered A or B? What's the A or B? Is this Kedina or Lo Kedina? Are we dealing over here Kedine or Shelo Kedine? Does the Nizak have a right to the Benonis or Ziburis? Abaye would say that this is Lo Kedine. He says that black and white. And Rav Achar Bar Yaakov would disagree and say, no, this is Kedine. But then what's the machlokas? In other words, what would be the smoothest way, leaving aside anything that you've seen, what would be the smoothest way of learning the machlokas as to whether gevia from Benonis or Ziburis, which is being requested by the Nizak, would be Kedine or Shelo Kedine?
If it's Lo Kedine, then and the Mazik should be able to also argue Lo Kedine, so to speak. Meaning he could basically say...
Yeah, but let's start off, but should, what, in other words, why would we view this request as being a request Shelo Kedine? And why would we view this request as being Kedine? Namely, you are 100% correct with the results. That the moment it's Shelo Kedine, then the Mazik, Yado El Halyona. He could say, well, you want something which is not coming to you, only on standard Y, not on standard X. But what would be the issue over here? You know, again, I'm asking you to build on that which we learned in the past, yes?
The Pasuk says Meitav.
So the question is, what does the Pasuk mean when it says Meitav? Meitav means, literally, the best. Are we talking about X or Y? What are X or Y? Does Meitav mean? What would Abaye say? In other words, here we're dealing, Meitav means Edis as opposed to Benonis or Ziburis. Namely, what are we saying is built into the word of Meitav? It's a definition, it's Bechefza. That there are certain lands that are, by definition, Meitav, and other lands, objectively, are not Meitav. This is a label. We have a label. You can only take Meitav. You can't take anything else. We don't say Yesh Bechal Masayim Mana. We don't say, well, if you can take Meitav, certainly you can take Edis. I'm sorry, certainly you can take Benonis or Ziburis. No. The Torah gives you Meitav. That would be Abaye's approach. What would be the approach of Achar Bar Yaakov?
For this guy, this is Meitav, this is what he wants most.
That we're saying that Meitav is not a din in the Cheftza, it's a din in the Gavra. We asked the Nizak, what do you prefer? Right? What is, in your eyes, Meitav? And if the Nizak says, well, I have a piece of land next to the Benonis of the Mazik, I would rather get the Benonis of the Mazik and get the Ita than get the Edis, which he has in another city. In other words, I would rather, I have Cheshbonos. And so it's Meitav, what's in my eyes is Meitav. When did we raise this issue previously as to whether Edis is a din in a label, as to whether it's a din in the Cheftza, or as to whether we're looking at the Gavra, at to what the Nizak would prefer? We brought this in the rush on Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael, where the rush, strangely, got into the Shita of Rabbi Yishmael. that even though normally we use the standard of the edis of the nizak, and Rabbi Yishmael says that since we have a pasuk and we have a gzeirah shava, we have a koren gzeirah shava, sometimes we're going to use the edis of the mazik when the mazik doesn't have the equivalent of the edis of the nizak. Then we jump to the edis of the mazik. So the Rush asked, what if the mazik doesn't have the equivalent of the edis of the nizak, but he has benonis? He has a benonis, which would be more valuable than the edis of the nizak. Do we say that the nizak should jump to the edis, or in that case, will go to the benonis? And so we offered, this is what Rav Gustman in his Kuntrasei Shiurim offered, what are the two deos over there in the Rush, as to whether what's coming to the nizak is what's coming to him, that which has a label of edis, and if we don't have his edis, so we'll jump to the edis of the mazik, because he can only get edis, or do we say no, that we look at that which would be more meaningful to him, that, and then we would go over to the benonis of the mazik. He would rather have the benonis of the mazik than have the ziburis of the mazik. So subjectively, we have over here a form of edis. And how did the Rosh himself paskin in that situation? He paskined, we don't, you know, it's v'chor v'pasuk Rabbi Akiva, but
that,
no benonis. Meitav is a label. Meitav is a label. If you can't get the label of the nizak, so we move to the label of the mazik. Yes?
Isn't
the
benonis, even the benonis of the mazik is also meitav of the nizak. I don't get why it's a stira. It still is the meitav of the nizak, giving benonis of the mazik.
Because there was the...
Either need the meitav of the mazik or the nizak. You still have meitav of the nizak.
Because we don't... In other words, we're dealing with a situation where the meitav of the nizak falls between the ziburis of the mazik and the benonis of the mazik. Namely, the mazik has to pay with his fields. He doesn't have a field which is the meitav of the nizak. He can either give the nizak a lesser value, or a higher value. So there's one day that says, okay, so give the higher value, because in the eyes of the nizak, that's meitav. It's like super meitav. And the other day it says, no. You know what the Torah says? Meitav is not an adjective. Meitav is a noun. Meitav is the highest value. If you can't use the highest value of the nizak, we have to jump to the highest value of the mazik. Okay, so we've already seen this chakira. Are there any Rishonim in our sugya who learn like this chakira? Namely, that we paskin like Rav Elazar ben Yaakov, right? We paskin that we reject Abaye, and that we use, if this chakira is correct, in other words, our question is, are we going to view Meitav objectively as a label, or are we going to view it subjectively, that which a nizak wants? And we pass on Rav Elazar ben Yaakov that we view it subjectively, and that's why the Gemara then moves over to another application of Rabba. We can't use it in the world of Nezikin. Are there any Rishonim who learned Lechora like this Chakira, that's our issue, and say we pass on Rav Elazar ben Yaakov because we go after what's good in the eyes of the Nizak?
Right, there's Tozos in the Grohl, the next period.
Ah, so before, no, it's 100%. Let's look over there at Tosos and Daf Ches Amud Beis. Tosos over there says in Dibur HaMaschil Aval, if we go down about six lines in Tosfos, Tosos says Shema Baal Chov Ohev Ziburis Tfemi Benonis Ubaal Korcho Shel Shimon Baal Korcho of the Lova in this case Hayayocho Likach Tfei Pursu Kedarinu Le'el Damar Imkei Na'alta Delas Bifnei Lovin, namely that we say that the collector, be it the Baal Chov in the world of loans, or be it the Nizak in the world of Nezikin, he can say, in my eyes, even though theoretically I should be getting Edis, in my eyes the Benonis is more meaningful. or in the world of the Malveh, even though I should be getting Benonis, in my eyes the Ziburis is more meaningful. This is the Svara that we just offered for Rav Achar Bar Yaakov. Tosfos takes that for granted and references our Gemara. And similarly, if you look at the language of the Meiri in the page that I just gave you in the bold print, the Meiri says, the beginning of that second paragraph, Nizak shiratz alito bebeinonis oziburis, gon shahaya beinonis oziburis shal mazik smucha l'sadehu. Again, even though the Nizak should be getting metav, but he would rather get beinonis or ziburis, no tail. Ukishar shal achshav shehu shat hazol. Why? Sharia Torah zichato b'metav, uma sherotze bo hu hametav. He says it exactly in these six words. Uma sherotze bo hu, that which he wants subjectively, hu hametav. Right? In other words, that is going to be our formula. Afilo hayahu rotze lemochro, notra akorcho, imloken horata kochan shal nizokin, derachmana zochile, metav lema'oyusa didei. Metav is not a label of something objective. Metav is exactly ma'oyusa didei, that which to him is more meaningful. So we have, in other words, this understanding that we have, that the Gemara over here between Abaye and Rava, everyone is agreeing that if you're taking dine, you get at the current value. If you're going to take something which is low kadine, then you're over, you know, it's you're subject to the blackmail of the person who's giving it to you, then you get at the lower value. The question is requesting benonis or ziburis kadine or lav kadine? The Abaye says it's shelo kadine because we have a label. Rav Acha Bar Yaakov says it's kadine because we go after the subjective desire of the Nizak. Tosus and Daf Chesem Beis and the Meiri on our sugya learn that this is a pshat in Rav Achar Bar Yaakov. The problem is a double problem. Okay, so certainly we can learn the Gemara that way, and there are Rishonim who learn it that way. The question is, A, what would the Rush do? The Rush, we saw in the previous sugya, took for granted that Meitav is a din in labeling, that Meitav is an object, namely like Abaye. But what does it do with our sugya? We don't paskin like Abaye. That's problem A. How does the Rush understand? Namely, the Rush is fine in explaining Abaye, but what does the Rush do with Vachar Bayakov? That's problem number one. Problem number two is, let's look over here in Rashi. Rashi does a wonderful job of, at great length, explaining Abaye. And so in explaining Abaye, it depends on your Gemara. Either you have a Dibur Hamaskil Shkol or a Dibur Hamaskil V'i Amarle. In the middle of that Dibur Hamaskil, before we get to the Lishna Achrina, Rashi says the following. He says, Pshita, di'i bo'i nizak lemishkal subin, that if the nizak wants to accept something that objectively has lower value, shakil ba'al korcho shel mazik. He can certainly take that. Afilu be'idis yafe kocho kol sheke bebenonis. That since, in other words, the Torah tells him you can even take Edis, clearly, if he'd rather take Benonis or Ziburis, clearly that's his prerogative. And this is in explaining Abaye. This is in explaining Abaye. Namely, Rashi's working assumption is that the Nizak's taking Benonis or Ziburis is Kedine. Even within Abaye, it's Kedine. So how in the world did he learn Abaye? Then we have a double problem over here, that if we posit that the machlokas between Abaye and Rav Acha Bar Yaakov is the question of how do we define Meitav? Is Meitav a label, a tavit, namely a din in the Cheftza? Or is it a din in the Gavra, that which he prefers, that with Masha Ma'adif, that which he prefers, then the Meiri and Tosfos and Avches Amid Beis are Kafta Referach. That they both say, we pass like Rav Achar Bar Yaakov, that you get that which the nizak can demand that which he would rather have, even if it's on the level of Beinonis or Ziburis. However, according to the Rush, Lechora, everyone agrees that Meitav is a din in the Chafetz. That's what the Rush paskined already. So how do we understand the world of Rav Acher v'Yaakov? And according to Rashi, everyone agrees that it's a din in the Gavra. Even Abaye agrees that it's a din in the Gavra, that the Nizah can take whatever he wants. Pshita, that's obvious. So what does Rashi do with the world of Abaye? So we have this double problem. How did the Rush learn this sugya? What's the maskana according to the Rush? And what's the maskana according to Rashi? So the Rush took this head on and really explains exactly what he feels. With Rashi, we're going to have to do a little detective work, because Rashi is, my humble opinion, is very, very sort of, he was aware of the issue and he dealt with it, but it's a little harder to figure out exactly what he was saying. So let's, with your permission, let's look at the Rush. Let's move to the Rush. Okay, in my Oz V'Hadar edition, the Rush begins on Daf Beis Amud Beis and moves over to Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Rush points out, in my edition, this is a line that begins on the bottom of Beis Amud Beis and continues to Gimel Amud Aleph, that everyone agrees. Ki hechi di yachol litchoso mi idis el idis, hachinami yachol litchoso mi benonis el idis. In other words, that the mazik never has to pay anything but idis. In other words, that the mazik chooses even the field of idis that he's giving, but certainly he does not have to give benonis. This is the Rosh Lushitaso. Right, and that's just pointed over here by the Haggah. Avol Tosfos v'chein or zeruah v'chein maharach lo chilku b'ze li'olam yigba mazik mi benonis im yirtze v'chein ba'alchov mi ziburis. The word over here mazik means in the world of mazik, named the nizak. The nizak, according to Tosfos, we saw on daf chesam at base, can always say I'd rather have benonis, but the Rosh over here disagrees. This is what he pointed out. And this is what, as Binayahu pointed out, is the Gra on Daf Chesem Adays. The Gra on that Tosus says, Nira Be'enai, that what Tosus is saying is, Chein Das HaRashbo Shari Poskim. We saw this in the Me'iri. However, HaRosh Cholik Alze. The Rush, in other words, that the Hagolas HaShri and the Rush, they understood that the Rush is working with an assumption that Edis is a din in the Chafetz. You can't get the Mazik off of Edis. That Edis is the din that is coming. Olam ein kofin l'meshalem l'itein minechasim elamasha libo chafetz. We can't force the Mazik to give anything other that which he wants to give, namely the Edis. As long as he's giving the proper value. So then, I'm sorry, you wanted to ask?
I just wanted to. I have a Haggad in my Gemara that changes Mazik to Nizak based on like Sangha and the Ashiri.
Okay, Fasadis. So, thank you. But you could understand that simply Mazik, I agree with you. Yeah. That Mazik simply means the world of Nezikin, like Baal Chov means the world of Halva.
Did they say they had this in the Ksavya of the Ashiri?
Okay, Fasadis, wonderful. Fine. So then what does the Rush do with Rav Acher bar Yaakov? How do we understand Rav Acher bar Yaakov according to the Rush? No, what does he say? In other words, he says black and white, I'm keeping my assumption that I had at the beginning of Sif Beis, that Mazik is a din in labeling, and that we can never force the Mazik to give anything but the label of Edis. But what ukimta does he set up our Gemara to understand Rav Acher bar Yaakov?
it depends if, and I remember the Russians talking about it, it depends if the mazik is willing to give.
Ah, excellent. In which we're dealing with a case where the mazik says, you know, it's a nizak request based on this, and the mazik says, you know, I'll be happy to give you based on this, but I just want to give it to you at a different level of value. The moment the mazik is willing, miritzono, to give a certain piece of land, namely, in other words, maybe just put it into the context, we're not speaking over here about a gvia of the court system Baal Korcho. We're not speaking over here about the world of the Torah, Meitav Sadeh Yishalem, when we are twisting the Mazik's hands and forcing him to pay. He is volunteering to give a particular piece of land, but the disagreement is only on what standard. In other words, he wants to give it on the standard of the future value, in which the Nizak would lose, while the Nizak wants it on the current, in terms of the current value, where he wouldn't lose. So that's our machlokes between Abaye and Rav Acha bar Yaakov. That Abaye says, who cares whether he wants to give it or doesn't want to give it? It's still lo kedine. He is doing something which is not in his world of payment. His world of payment is the objective label of Meitav. To give anything else is lo kedine. Lo kedine, you have the right to ask the value of the future. But according to Rav Achar bar Yaakov, the moment that he agrees to give it, that's already dine, and he can and once it's dine, so we use the value of hashta, namely that the whole world of the label of Meitav is only when we are collecting Baal Korcho, is only when the court is forcing him to give, then the court will force him to give from his label of Meitav. But if he is saying, I'm willing to go to this out-of-court settlement, I'm willing to give the Nizak that which he wants, in other words, then, you know, that's already considered to be Dine. And if it's Dine, then we use the standard of Kedahashta. Let's just read it inside. Hachanami Gabe Nizikin. I'm starting from the beginning of that paragraph. Hachanami Gabe Nizikin, Dina Be'idis. V'yamalei Havli Benon Yistfei Purta, Amalei Ishaklis Kedinach. This is Abaye, Shkol Kedahashta. Ilal Shkol Kedyukra Delekame. Parachei Revachar Bayakov, Imkein Horata, Kochan Shol Nizikin, Eitzol Benon Yistviziburis. Ela Deboi Lemesev Le Benon Yistviziburis, Kizola Dahashta. V'nira Li, where do we have this machlokas between Abai and Rachar bar Yaakov? Dafik do amar le ibois le mishkal benon es viziburis ki yukre de lekame yihivnalach. I'm willing to give it to you voluntarily. I'm just willing to give it to you at the future price. The kevan de goli daite de lesita lo im yirtze lakacha ki yukre de lekame. That once he's saying, I'm willing to give it to you voluntarily, even though this is not that which is coming to you, then sarach litnolo ki yukra dahashta. The afilu itis sarach litenlo kizola dahashta kol shekein benonis. Kevan she'ein da'atola akev ba'atzmo. The moment that we have that willingness to give it, we're not dealing with the gvia of Bezdin, but we're dealing with a payment which is being made out of the goodwill of the mazik. Hare im yirtze likachena ki yukra dahashta yitnenolo. And the only issue is one of value, right? That the mazik says, I'm willing to give it to you, but I want to use the value of the future. But if the mazik wants to stand on the fact, I'm not willing to do you any favors, I want only din, lo kaifinan le, we're never going to force him. Hare kol ma shemuta lav lefroa bein lenezikin balach bein lechob eksuvas ishta, Yifra lefidata velo lefida asagova. That the moment that we're dealing with the world of Gvias Bezdin, namely we want to force him, we cannot force him to do anything other than his din, eh? And even within his din, he can choose what piece of land he wants to give. If he has five pieces of Edis, one in New Orleans, and one in San Francisco, and one in New York, and one in Chicago, and one in Boca Raton, the mazik could decide which of these pieces of Edis he wants to give. Namely, within the world of Gvias Bezdin, we're dealing with an objective standard, and the mazik can decide which one. But if we're dealing with the world of Ritzono, he's willing to give this piece of land, then That's the Machlokas Abaye and Rav Acher bar Yaakov. Abaye will say it's still Shelo Kedine, and we can use the standard of Kidla Kameh. And Rav Acher bar Yaakov says, no, this is a different track of Dine. And this track of Dine, the moment he's willing to give it, it has to be at the current value. Okay, so that would be the Rush. But now we have, okay, so according to the Rush, here we have a din of Keftza. This is in a world when we're dealing with Baal Korcho or Midaito. It's irrelevant whether we're dealing Baal Korcho or Midaito. We're dealing with the world of Keftza. The moment that that the Nizuk wants specific piece of land, which is not within the Keftza, then we go Kedushin. However, within Rav Acher bar Yaakov, the din of Cheftza is only in a case of Baal Korcho. But Midato, the moment he's willing to give the piece of land, then this is already Kedine. And the moment it's Kedine, so then we use the standard of Kedahashta. But what do we do with Rashi? Right? Within Rashi, we say he takes the other approach. He views Meitav even within the world of Abaye as a question of the preference of the Nizak. That the Nizak can tell the Mazik, I want Bein on this. And the Mazik then has to give Bein on this. So why would Abaye say that he can only accept it on the standard of Kid de la Kameh? So we have Rashi. Sorry. Yeah.
The Rashi that we saw in Zion and Aleph of Suvim, is that
yes,
the opposite of what we're saying here? Meaning, Rashi there says that if he doesn't give base in a hard time, then he doesn't have to pay best. He can pay Suvim. But here, Rashi is saying that if it's possible, then he has to give Idis, but he can choose what Idis to give. So They're seeing
Bar Korcho
as two opposite things.
No. In other words, Rashi previously, the Gemara had a Hava Mina that maybe the world of Subin is a world of Meritzono, and the world of Meitav is the world of Baal Korcho. Correct? That was another Gemara rejected that even in the world, in other words, that Subin is also in a world of Baal Korcho. Subin is also in a world of Baal Korcho. Okay, but now we're moving back to the world of Daito. If we look in Rashi, let's go back to that Rashi, that we quoted earlier, just go a few lines earlier. Rashi said that, again, we want to understand our problem is understanding Abaye according to Rashi. Rav Acher bar Yaakov we have no problem with. Rav Acher bar Yaakov says we go subjectively. Subjectively, the Nizak wants Beinonis, and so if the Nizak wants Beinonis, he gets it, Kishar, Dahashta. So that's fine, right? Our problem is Abaye. So he says, Shkol Kizol Dahashta, if you want Edis, take it according to the current value. I'd rather have a little more bain on this according to the current value. The boy lemishkal nizak subin kagon sheyesh lo karka samach lo oso benedish omazik v'nechol le ba. Then shkole kiyukra delakame. Why? Deha shave kesef hu benisan. Ha shave kesef hu benisan. What over here is Abaye basically telling us if we want to understand. What is the real value? According to Rabbah, we have these two standards. We have the current standard, which is a temporary low, and then we have Nisan, which is the future standard, which is the high. Which of these is the real value? Which of these is the real value of the land? So what Abaye is saying is that the real value of the land is Nisan. That it's Shave Kesef Kidle Kameh. Shave Kesef Hu B'Nisan. And therefore, I'm willing to give it to you. You know, I'm willing. You say your dina is to take that which you want. Fine, take that which you want, but according to the real value. So now, why had you wanted Edis, would I give it to you at the discounted value? With both of these are dine, right? According to Rashi, you have a dine of taking Edis, or you have a dine of taking whatever you want, Benonis or Ziburis. It's all dine. And that's why Rav Bar Yaakov says that we go Kedahashta, because that's the value of Edis, that's the value of Benonis and Ziburis. Abai is saying, even though these are both kedina, pshita, that the Nizah can request Subin, but if you want Subin, we give him the value de l'kame, because that's the real value. So why is Edis according to the value of Kedahashta?
I was
going to
say, because the Gzeres HaKasev is Meta. So presumably we're talking right now, Meta is whatever it is right now. But Yashiv come to teach us
the
Subin, and Subin... We said, why is that called Meta? Because you could sell it wherever you want, so it's so easy to sell. So when is land easy to sell? It's in Kidiyukra Dilakameh.
Now, land, but when is... Maybe let's... Yeah, you're 99% on the way. In other words, you don't have to view Meitav as Gzeres HaKasev. What's the uniqueness of Meitav that we're going to see a little later on in the Gemara in terms of real estate? Well, in what way is Meitav different than Beinonis?
It's easier to sell.
Easier to sell when? Nisa. What's the whole concept? And basically, you should pay money. But you're allowed to pay karka, but you have to pay the Meitav of the karka. Because what is the Meitav of the karka? Necha. Okay, what's the language of the Gemara right before the two dots? I didn't hear. Sorry. The hechi delikpets, alazvina. That meitav means that it's immediately convertible into cash. It's fluid, right? So mashen ken benonis ziburis, you may have to wait. So what is Abaye saying? Basically, the real value is the future value. You want subin? According to the future value. Meitav, I have to give you according to the current value, because what is the whole purpose of Meitav? That's currently sellable. So Meitav, currently it's sellable. Namely, the whole world of Meitav is Kidahashta. The whole world of Meitav is I'm giving this to you so that you can now convert it into cash. You want Meitav, I'll give it to you now, convert it into cash. The cash now is going to be less than the cash you're going to get later, but you want Meitav. So if you want Meitav, I'll give it to you in terms of the current value because now it's convertible into cash now. If you want Subin, so the real value is that which is going to be a Nisan. So you can choose whichever you want. Namely, that we're turning to the Gavra and saying, look, Meitav you will get according to the standard of Meitav. The standard of Meitav is Kedahashta. That's the exception. But Subin you can get according to the real standard, which is Nisan. Comes along Rav Achar Bar Yaakov and says, Horata Kocho. It's not fair. In other words, if we're going to give Meitav on the standard of Kedahashta, so we shouldn't give the Beinonis or Ziburis any less than that. But here you can already have a Machlokes, because you can see the two sides. The two sides is what are we considered to be the real value when you have a current temporary low value and you have a future higher, more permanent value. That would be the machlokas then between Abaye and Rav Achar Bar Yaakov. Again, in other words, within Rashi, Rashi does not explain Rav Achar Bar Yaakov. He just explains Abaye. And so within this explanation of Abaye, I'm searching for a nekudat machlokas between the two. Okay, so just to summarize, what we have then is that the easiest way of learning the machlokas, which is the way that the Me'iri learned the machlokas, Tosas Daf Kes learned the machlokas, is that we have over here a question, what is Meitav? Is Meitav a din of the Chetzo or a din of the Gavra? However, according to the Rush, who has already decided for us, that Meitav is always a din of the Chetzo, the Mazik can never be pushed to give anything but the Chetzo of Meitav, whether Bal Korcho, whether Midaito, we always have this din of Meitav. So then, if the the mazik says on his own, I'm willing to give you an out-of-court settlement, I'm willing to give you something aside from the cheftza, but according to my standards, according to the standard of Kidlakame. Masha'enken, according to Bachar Be'Yaakov, when do we have the objective standard of Meitav? When we're forcing the mazik, then it's correct. The mazik can't be forced to give anything but Meitav. But the moment that the mazik is willing to give it, so then he has to give Kedah Hashta, according to the Dine of Kedah Hashta, that we have a track of Dine, in other words, via the Ratzon of the mazik. Within Rashi, we understand Rav Achar Bar Yaakov that Meitav is a din subjectively in the Ratzon of the Nizak. If he would rather have Beinonis, he can get Beinonis, and we'll give him at the Shear of Kedah Hashta because that's what he would have gotten the Edus at. Mashenken, according to Abaye, that's a unique halacha within Edus that we're going to make it convertible currently. But generally, a value is determined by the Shaveh Kesef of the more permanent standard, rather than that which is going to be later on, rather than current. Okay, so the Gemara then moves over and says, if we can't apply the double standard of Kedah Hashta and Kedah Lekame to the world of Mazik, because we have this principle of Hurat Harata Kocha, we don't want the Nizak to get any less because he's asking for Beinonis or Ziburis, so then maybe we'll set up the double standard in the world of Ba'al Chov. Elamar Vachar Ba'yakov, Yikulit Yume LeBa'al Chov Madminen LeBa'al Chov, Dine BeBeinonis. Okay? So a Dine BeBeinonis, when you have the Dine, that goes Kidahashta. Iyamar LeHavli Ziburis Tfei Purta, which is Shelo Kedine. Amalei, Ishaklis Kedinach, Shkol Kedahashta. Ilo, the Shelo Kedine, Shkol Kiyukra DeLekame. Maskifla Rav Acha, Vereidu Rav Ika, we have another issue over here. In other words, everything you said makes sense. It all fits in according to the rules. But we have an issue of Na'alta Deles Bifnei Lovin. Damarle Ilu Havele Zuze, Have Shakli Kedahashta, Hashta Zuzi Gabach, Eshkol Kiyukra DeLekame. That we don't want to make it difficult for a malve to lend money. If he makes the cheshbon, I'm losing because I'm lending money. Had I not lent you the money, I could have bought your field at the price at the current price. And because I lent you the money, now I have to suffer a loss and take it at the value of the future. So because we don't want the malvim not to lend money and claim that halacha is unjust, that the halacha favors the lova over the malva. So therefore, we have to give the malva that which is coming to him according to the present value. Tosus over here, lebal chov madminan lei, points out, v'lo shayach l'mifrachim kein horata kocho, that, in other words, why do we have to go on to a new argument of lotinol delas bifnei lovim? Why don't we simply use the old argument that if the Baal Chov can get Beinonis, the Chori should certainly be able to get Ziburis? I mean, why do we say that he should get less? Shelo yipa hakasav koach Baal Chov, that we don't find that the Baal Chov has any rights. The Nizak has a right to Meitav. So we could say the right to Meitav is certainly a right to Beinonis or Ziburis. But the Baal Chov, midoraisa, gets nothing. According to the basic law of the Torah, the Baal Chov should get Ziburis. Rabbanan made a takana to bring him up to Beinonis. But basically, the Baal Chov is starting off with having no rights. And if he has no rights, so then we can't use the concept of Hura Kocho. This is also pointed out by the Meiri. And his own language. The Meir in the second paragraph, too, for five lines from the top of the second paragraph, the last word on the line. V'lo nomar bo, we don't say by the Baal Chov, by the Malve, im kein horata kocho shel Baal Chov kederach shamarnu b'nezikin. We can't use the same argument. We have to come on to a new din of Otino Delas. Hare Baal Chov lo zachtahu Torah ela b'ziburis. Midrabanan hu detikule beinonis mishum nilas delas. In other words, we can only work with that which we have. And by the Baal Chov, he has no rights midoraisa to any zchuyot, to any particular type of karka. Midrabanan, we have a din of nilas delas, we gave him rights to beinonis. So that same din of nilas delas says he should get beinonis kishar, or he should get the ziburis kishar kedahashta. But it's all based on nilas delas. Okay. The problem is that we have a rule that when Rabbanon went ahead and made a takana, what right does an individual usually have when this takana does not go in his favor? Say, if she betakana Rabbanon. I'd rather go back to the Rabbanon made this takana for my good. The Rabbanon wanted my good, that I should be able to get ben on this. The Baal Chov could say, but for me, I would rather have ziburis. Why can't the Baal Chov use that as a kardom lachporbo to get his ziburis at the standard of kedahashta? So the Miri was bothered by that, and he says, and he explains, v'shema tomar, and then the next line, in other words, in the bold print. I'm sorry, I made the bold print. V'shema tomar yomar lo nechale b'hayta kanta. And to give it to him at the value of the hashta, ein ze klum, sheha Torah zichta lelover lefroa b'ma sheyirtze. That it's not as though mida oraisa, the Baal Chov, the Malva has a right to beinonis. The Malva has no rights. The halacha mida oraisa is that the lover can pay back with whatever he wants. He could pay back with ziburis, with subin, whatever he wants to pay. It's not as though there's a right to ziburis. And the moment that the malva has no rights, so Rav Acha Bar Yaakov claims that he should have to pay, he should have to get back the ziburis at the shahr of Kiddula Kameh. Comes along Rav Acha Bar Yaakov and says, you're right, or Rav Acha, I'm sorry, Bered Ravika, and says, you're right, but we have another factor. We have the factor of ni'ilas delas, and we have to take into account this new factor of ni'ilas delas, which is parallel to the factor of hura kocho. Namely, we have a factor that says that the Baal Chov should get kedahashta. Okay, so then the Gemara says, so what then do we do with the standards of Rabba, the standards of kedahashta and kedahkameh? Ela, amar Rav Acha, bered Rav Ika, if we're going to use the standards of Kedahashta and Kedahkameh, we'll use it in the case of Ksuvas Isha Midamina. We'll use it in the case of Ksuvas Isha. The Ksuvas Isha Dina Biziburis. Vi Amrale Ihi Havli Benonis Batsir Purta. I would rather get Shelo Kedini, a little less Benonis than get the Ziburis. Amrale Isha Akulas Kedina Shkol Kedahashta. Again, we're using the same principle, that when you get dina, then you get kedahashta. Avol ilo shaklus kiyukra ilo, if you're not going to go according to dina, shaklus kiyukra delakame. And here we have no excuses. We have no hura kocho, because the woman is on the bottom of the ladder. We have no na'alta delas bifnei lovim, because we're not dealing over here with a Baal Chov. And therefore, we simply have an objective use of the principles that everyone agrees to. That when you get kedina, you get kedahashta. But if you're not going kedina, then the husband in this case can insist on paying kedalakame. The Tosas over here was simply bothered by a technical issue. If we're already dealing with someone asking more than what's coming to them, not less, but more, like the woman is asking, I want beinonis, even though I'm supposed to get ziburis, why didn't we stick in the previous case? We had the Baal Chov, he's supposed to get midrabanan beinonis. Let's say he's now requesting idus, and we couldn't have come to the same conclusion. Tosa says, "Hu hadin have a matziluk me beBaal Chov dekoybe." We really could have stayed with the Baal Chov, v'kamar havli idus batzir purta, instead of giving me that which I should be getting beinonis. I'm not asking for more ziburis, asking for less edus. And then really we would have told him, okay, you can get that, but that's shalokadine, and therefore you should get that at the kedilakame. Ella lefisha hiskil v'hamid benazikin. Achar kach ba'al chov nechrei demintkat basra yuksu vasisha. That the Gemara was the ideal pedagogue, and that which we view as a shakla v'tarya is not simply an arbitrary shakla v'tarya, but it's meant to teach us principles. And it's meant to teach us that in the world of payment, we should know that when we have a payment in the world of karka, we have three standards. The nizak gets meitav. The ba'al chov, midrabanan, gets benonis. And the ksuvasisha gets ziburis. So in the course of the Gemara, they simply gave us all of these examples so that we'll broaden our horizons. Had the Gemara stayed within Baal Chov, we never would have known that Ksuvas Isha is different, and we're not going to learn Ksuvas for a while. Next year, the yeshiva is learning Gittin. Who knows when next time we're going to learn Ksuvas? And so we never would have known it. So this way, within Baba Kama, same way that on Beza Mar Aleph we have the din of Avin Tolda by Shabbos and Avin Tolda by Tuma. In other words, the Gemara is interested in broadening our base. That's what Tosfos points out. However, there are two alternate answers to Tosfos in two alternate directions. One offered by the Tosfos Harash slash Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, and the other offered by the Meiri. Namely, the question is, why didn't the Gemara just keep where it had been? Why bring in a new case of Ksuvas Isha? Why not stay in the world of Baal Chov? So if you look over here at the Shita Mekubetzes, quotes both the Rush and the Talmud Rabbeinu Peretz, they both say the same thing. Kasvu v'tosfos. Hu hadin ha'vematzi luk mebe'Baal Chov. That really the Gemara could have stuck with Baal Chov, given the same ukimta. Baal Chov says, I want more than what's coming to me. I want a higher standard. I want edis. I'm willing to accept a little less. Just like the woman is saying, I want benonis. I'm willing to accept a little less. V'aram tiretz gabi isha min hadin hayala litol bebenonis k'baal Chov. Ela mitam shamru chachamim yosem ya'ish rotza lisa v'chule. Hilkak. We find the same thing also in Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, the exact same argument. Namely, that Tosfos' working assumption was that in other words, a ksuva from Beinonis is the equivalent of Baal Chov from Edis. Both of them are asking that which is not coming to them. And so whatever we're going to say in one, we'll say in the other. Tosfos Harash and Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz say, there's no comparison. By the ksuvas Isha, she's shayach to the world of Beinonis. By the Baal Chov, he's not shayach to the world of Edis. Namely, every ksuvas isha is basically an example of a Baal Chov. The husband owes the woman money. When they got married, the husband agreed that if we ever get divorced or if I die, I owe you money. And he gives her a shtar, a ksuva. And therefore, since we're dealing with the world of owing money, so mi'ikar hadin, the same takana that was made by anyone who owes money, that instead of paying ziburis, he should pay benonis, that should also be by ksuvas isha. Just what? That since in the world of ksuvas isha, the assumption of the Gemara is, and this is a whole machlokas among poskim nowadays, whether this assumption has changed, that a woman wants more to be married than a man, right? What the Gemara calls tav lemeitav tandu, mi lemeitav armalu, a woman would rather be married, even not to the perfect husband, than remain alone. While a husband, he's a wild savage living in a cave. He would, you know, he could take it or leave it, whether he's going to get married or not. So therefore, the woman has, you know, words is one down, namely as opposed to a normal loan where the, you know, where the lender and the borrower are sort of on equal stands. And there we can make a takana to push the borrower to lend the money, because otherwise the loan is going to be stuck. Here the woman will find a way of managing even with ziburis. And so the woman who wants to get married, she'll manage with ziburis. So there's no need to make a takana by the, you know, when she's the Baal Chov. But by another Baal Chov, we need a takana for Beinonis. So the, you know, the woman has a shaychus to the world of Beinonis because she is really a Baal Chov. Just that we didn't make the takana by her. But that a Baal Chov has some connection to Idis, mapito. The Baal Chov should get ziburis. Chazal made a takana gets Beinonis, but he never has any connection to the world of Idis. So what the Gemara is saying is that when you have a connection, then we could say, okay, you want it, I'll give it to you at a lower value. But if you have no connection, then you can't claim it at all. That's what the Baal Chov, that's what the Tosas HaRosh and Tosas Ben HaPeretz answer Tosas' question. That the reason they had to move over to Ksuvas Isha is because Ksuvas Isha, she can speak about, I want Beinonis, because she is basically a Baal Chov, just that we don't have a Takana by her. But a Baal Chov couldn't ask for Edis. It's beyond his reach. It's simply something which is not coming to him. The Edis is only coming to someone who was damaged, who was hurt. Over here, the Malva wasn't hurt. We just want him to do a favor to the Lova and lend money. I pointed out that this question, this assumption, Rav Soloveitchik viewed this as an ontological reality. This is built into Alkein Yaazov, built into the fact that a woman was created from the tzela of man, and that she's always going to be psychologically dependent. She's always going to want to return to man, and it's built in, irrelevant of the of current culture and politically correct equality. While there are others, leaving aside, those who set up a Besdin, working with a different assumption. I mean, the question basically is: can you create a world of Zochim LaAdam Shelo B'Fanav in a world of a get? So classically, in the time of the Gemara, the answer was no. A get is not a zchut. A get is a chov, because Tav lemeitav tandu lemeitav armalu. A woman would rather be married than not be married, and so to divorce a woman is a chov. The question is, nowadays, if a woman views it as a zchut to be not married, she tried it, she's not happy, she wants to be on her own, and that's her zchut, that's her right to be on her own, whether nowadays we would view it as zochen l'adam shelo b'fanav, with a lot of nafkaminas, you know, where it's, and so when the husband doesn't want, we don't know if the husband wants to give or doesn't want to give, can we give zochen l'adam shelo b'fanav, can we give the woman, even if the husband's will is not clear to us? In any case, this is a whole issue nowadays. So there are those poskim who argue with the Rav and say, no, everything goes according to the culture of the time. Now, that's a question. So over here, this is the working assumption of Chazal, Ha'ish Yoser Misha Ha'ish Rotsa Lisa Ha'isha Rotsa Linase. That's the direction of the Talmud Rabbeinu Peretz and the Rush. The Meiri takes the opposite approach. That in the world of Baal Chov, the reason the Gemara didn't stick to the world of Baal Chov, Hu Hadin, that if a Baal Chov wants Edis, then we could tell him nothing doing unless you want to take it at the higher price. You're not going to get it at the lower price. In other words, why didn't the Gemara offer that parallel to the Isha? It's because the Baal Chov really could get it at the upper price. In other words, only by an Isha do we have someone who has no rights. Namely, that by the Baal Chov, he can either ask for more Ziburis or less Edis. Because of Lo Tinol Delet Bifnei Lavim, the Baal Chov is always doing a favor, And since the Baal Chov is always doing a favor by lending money, Salotino Delas Bifnei Lavim, we want him to be able to collect that which he would rather collect. He would rather have Ziburis, okay, we'll give him Ziburis Kedahashtika. He'd rather have Edis, we'll give him the Edis Kedahashtika, because we always have that Svara of Lotino Delas. Masha'en came by the Isha, she's not doing anyone a favor by getting married. She's doing a favor to herself by getting married. She wants to get married, and therefore, the moment that we have no takanos by the Isha, she remains on the level of the Ziburit, and she has no rights to ask for anything. That's so if she wants if she wants to get the Benonis, so we say, okay, but only at the standard of Kidla Kameh. Namely that that as opposed to the Rush and the Tosfos Rid who push down the Isha, the Meiri is pushing up the Baal Chov. Just to read it inside, the Meiri points out that since we have this world of since we have this world of the Baal Chov, so I stressed it. Achar Kain, af the Edis Yochel Omar Loi Kain, that the Baal Chov can even claim the Edis at the level of nowadays. Mashen Kain by Ksuvas Isha, there she has no claim at all. There's no Neilas Delas. Yosem Ya Ish Rotzalisa Isha. So he pushes the Baal Chov one up, as opposed to Tosas Rabbeinu Peretz and Tosas Rashi who push the Isha one down. Okay, just to complete the sugya over here, we found an application for the two standards of a value according to Rabba, but what do we do with our two psukim? We have these two psukim that when do we say we use the pasuk of Meitav? And when do we say we use the pasuk of Subin? So over here, the Gemara says, Mikoma kom kasha, amarava, called yohiv le mi meitav yohiv, leisav le. That at this point, the Gemara has a havamina, that even within the world of Subin, there is a world of meitav. Let's say I want to pay with jelly beans, but there are quality jelly beans, and there are simple jelly beans. So I can pay with jelly beans, I have to pay quality jelly beans. I could pay with paper clips, I have to pay quality paper clips made in America, not made in China, if there are still paper clips made in America. In other words, I have to pay with quality paper clips. In other words, so I could pay with whatever I want, but it has to be quality. It shouldn't be something I can give a person 10 watches, but I have to give them 10 Rolexes as opposed to 100, what?
Casio's,
okay. It was that's the din of Meitav. The Gemara says, but that's not the pasuk. The pasuk says Meitav Sadeu Ksiv. It's a unique halacha in the world of real estate. Ela ki yasarav papa ravuna berid Yeshua bibei rav pirshua kol milei Meitavu. That what does Meitav mean? Meitav means that which can be converted easily into cash. All metaltalim are easily cash convertible if you are a good merchant. If you can't sell it here, you'll sell it there. You just have to find the right market. Markets work according to supply and demand. You have to find a market that has more of a demand than a supply of what you have and sell it there. So in Achinami, you're not going to be able to sell sprinkler systems in Norway, but you could sell them in the Sahara Desert. You just have to find the right market. But sprinkler systems can always be converted into cash. Masha'en Kain, real estate. Real estate, there we have differences of Ziburis and Benonis and Meitav, that only the Meitav is readily convertible into cash. That's the nature of the real estate market, that Ziburis and Benonis, by their nature, are never relatively convertible into cash. And so therefore, the din is a Meitav, right? But the Meitav of the world of Metaltalim is everything. Everything is Meitav. As long as you can't sell it here, you'll sell it there. Mashenkin, in the world of real estate, only Edis is Meitav, not Benonis and Ziburis. Okay, that's relatively clear. Any questions? Okay, so at this point, if we can have a chazara. The chinuch will be 3 weeks from today. Within that 3 weeks, you have a few days off. So hopefully you'll be able to do a meaningful chazara. If you want to begin the next sugyos, you know, I'll put Mar Makamos in the box for where we will be moving to after the Bechina. So if you want to, you know, it's begin to prepare, that's also fine. Okay. We'll have a meaningful chazara. I think that if you pace, in other words, there's still a Bechina that some of you have with Rav Bednar soon. This week?
Yeah.
Okay, this week, right? What?
Yeah, Wednesday.
Wednesday. Okay, so after Wednesday, you'll be able, if you want to take, to play, you know, use the, if you haven't already, if you want to use the mornings for a Vednarsh until Wednesday, and then use the afternoons for Gemara afterwards or whatever, you can make your performance. Okay, with Rabbi Eisenstein, the Bechina was.
We already have our first test, the next test will be the walk.
Okay, this said it. So our next Bechina after this one, we pointed out in Yirtzeh Hashem, will be after Purim. That's what we suggested, I think. No?
We said...
Before Purim?
We said it'll be when Rebbe gets back from their trip to America, right?
So it'll be maybe before Purim. Okay, it'll be like an other base. Okay, our next Bechina will be an other base. I remember what I figured out somehow, some sort of a schedule. That it shouldn't interfere with Rabbi Eisenstein and Rabbi Nash. The Seder Bahatzlacha.
Thank you so much, Rabbi.